Next, concerns that people are having difficulty reporting illegal content online. The Media Regulator Commission Naman has opened a review on this, and our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is here with us now in studio to explain this more. What exactly is this review about?
Well, Cian, what's happened today is that the Commission has issued formal requests really for information to a range of platforms for further details. And this all centres really on the various platforms' approach to reporting options for illegal content and points of contact for users. So Commissioner Mann says it's concerned that people, as you say, are having difficulty reporting content in these platforms. And this comes along following an initial review, but also alongside other information gathered from its contact centres and complaints passed on by other European regulators.
So what companies have been contacted then?
It's kind of a fascinating list, wide range of services here, 12 companies I think involved here, but it's interesting because so many of them have become household names in our domestic lives, like it's TikTok and X and YouTube and Meta and Pinterest and Dropbox and a whole long list, and Shein. And the way it works is that under the EU set of online safety rules, which is covered by the DSA, that Digital Services Act, platforms, online platforms are required to act, right? So the Commission is now initiating this formal review to ensure that they're complying with that, because under the rules, platforms must have easy to access and user-friendly ways for users to report illegal content. And they must also have clear and accessible point of contact for users.
There's quite a list of companies there,
yes.
Evelyn. Have any of them replied at this stage, or is it just too early?
Well, we've contacted a number of them, and we've heard back from Meta there. They're saying the following in the words of their President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg, a name familiar to many of us. And in his words, he's saying, "We've been working hard since the DSA, that Digital Services Act, has come into force last November, to respond to these new rules and adapt the existing safety systems." He adds that they are taking the DSA very, very seriously, and he points out that they've assembled one of the largest cross-functional teams in their history, with over 1,000 people currently working on the DSA to develop solutions to the requirements. And he also adds that they've established a new independent compliance function to help us meet our regulatory obligations on an ongoing basis. So is this going to be enough to satisfy the regulators, Cian? We will have to wait to see, of course.
Commissioner Naman, what's it hoping to achieve from these investigations, and can it impose any sanctions?
Sure. Well, Commissioner Mann, they're responsible for making sure that all the platforms with their EU headquarters in Ireland follow these rules. And obviously so many of them are here, which is why they're involved. And once that information gathering phase is complete, Commissioner Mann will then engage with the platforms to ensure that the reporting mechanisms and the points of contact comply there. And John Evans is the Digital Services Commissioner at Commissioner Mann. He's saying today that of the complaints we have from people in Ireland and across Europe about online platforms, 1 in 3 are about problems when reporting illegal content online. And he explains that they're intervening now to ensure the platforms follow the rules so that people can effectively exercise their rights. And in terms of sanctions, yes, there are sanctions. While concerns remain, the regulator can issue a compliance notice. And if that does not lead to changes and improvements, the Commission can open a formal investigation, which, you know, there's obviously so many steps to this. But if it leads to a finding of non-compliance, can result in sanctions and ultimately a fine.
OK, Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you.